This is the Sakkar Murli of 14th of May 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you are now at the confluence age and you have to break the connections you have with this old world because it is now going to be destroyed. Question. What speciality of the confluence age is unique in the whole of the cycle? Answer. The speciality of the confluence age is you study here and receive the reward of that in the future. Throughout the whole cycle, there is no type of study where you receive the reward of it in your next birth. You children are now studying in this land of death for that land of immortality. No one else studies for their next birth. Song. The resident of the faraway land has come to the foreign land. Om Shanti. Who is the resident of the faraway land? No one knows this. Does he not have his own land that he has to come to this foreign land? He doesn't come in his own land, but this kingdom of Ravan is the foreign land. Does Shiv Baba not come in his own land? Okay, what land is foreign to Ravan, and what is his own land? What is Shiv Baba's own land, and what land is foreign to him? Since the father comes to this foreign land, what is his own land? He has come to establish his land. He himself comes to his own land. One or two people gave their opinions. Acha, all of you have to churn this point. This is something to be understood very well. It is very easy to tell which land is the foreign land of Ravan. Ravan never enters Rama's kingdom. But the father has to come into this kingdom of Ravan because he has to change it. This is the confluence age. Neither does he come in the golden age, nor does he come in the iron age. He comes at the confluence age. So this is Rama's land as well as Ravan's land. This shore belongs to Rama and that shore belongs to Ravan. This is the confluence. You children are now at the confluence, neither on this side nor on that side. You have to consider yourselves to be at the confluence age. We have no connection with that side. Your intellects have to break any connection you have to this old world. You have to stay here in this old world. But your intellects understand that this old world is to be destroyed. The soul says, I am now at the confluence age. The father has now come. He is also called the boatman. We are now going across. How? With yoga. There is knowledge for yoga as well as this knowledge for understanding. For yoga, it is explained, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. This too is knowledge. Knowledge means explanation. The Father has come to give you directions. He says, consider yourselves to be souls. It is the soul who takes 84 births. The father sits here and explains the detail to you children. This kingdom of Ravan is now to be destroyed. There are bondages of karma here, whereas there are relationships of karma there. Bondage means sorrow. Relationship means happiness. Your karmic bondages now have to be broken. It is in your intellects that you now have Brahmin relationships. Later, your relationships will be with deities. There is only this one birth of Brahmin relationships. Then there will be 8 and 12 births of relationships with deities. Because you have this knowledge in your intellects, you have distaste for the dirty karmic bondages of the Iron Age. We no longer want to remain in karmic bondages of this world. We understand that all of those are devilish karmic bondages. We are going on an incognito pilgrimage. The Father has taught us this pilgrimage. We will then become detached from these karmic bondages and become karmatit. These karmic bondages now have to be broken. We remember the Father so that we can become pure and understand the cycle and then become rulers of the globe. We are now studying. Therefore, there has to be an aim and objective and reward of our study. You know that your teacher is the Unlimited Father. The Unlimited Father also taught us 5,000 years ago. This is in the drama. He will only teach those whom he taught a cycle ago. Many more will continue to come, and expansion will continue to take place. Not everyone will go to the Golden Age. Everyone else will return home. On this side there is hell, and on that side there is heaven. In worldly studies, they understand that they study here and that they receive the reward of that here. However, we are studying at the confluence age and will receive the reward of that in the new world. This is something new. No one else in the world would say that you will receive your reward in your next birth. It is only at this confluence age that you can study in this birth in order to receive the reward of it in your next birth. The Father too only comes at this confluence age. You are studying to become the most elevated human beings. Only once does God, the ocean of knowledge, come to teach you in order to send you to that new world, that land of immortality. This is the Iron Age, this land of death. We are studying for the Golden Age. We are studying to change from residents of hell into residents of heaven. This land is the foreign land, and that land is our land. The Father has no need to enter that land of ours. That land is only for the children. Ravan doesn't enter the Golden Age. Ravan disappears. Then he appears again in the Copper Age. Therefore, the Father too disappears. No one in the Golden Age knows him. So why would they remember him there? When the reward of happiness ends, the kingdom of Ravan begins. That is called a foreign land. We now understand that we are at the confluence age. We have now found the Father who can show us the path. Everyone else is continuing to stumble around. Those who became very tired and took this path a cycle ago will continue to come here. You guides have to show everyone this path. This path is the spiritual pilgrimage. It takes you directly to that land of happiness. You guides belong to the Pandava community. This can't be called the kingdom of Pandavas. Neither the Pandavas nor the Kauravas have a kingdom. neither has a crown. On the path of devotion, both have been given a crown. Even if a crown were to be given, the crown of light cannot be given to the Kauravas. Even the Pandavas can't be given the crown of light, because they are still effort makers. They fall while moving along. Therefore, to whom can it be given? This symbol is shown with Vishnu, because he is pure. Everyone in the Golden Age is completely pure and viceless. They have crowns of light, of purity. At this time, no one is pure. Sannyasis claim that they are pure, but this world is not pure. They still have to take birth in this vicious world. This is Ravan's impure land. That new world is called the Pure Kingdom, the Golden Age. The Father, the Master of the Garden, is now changing you children from thorns into flowers. He is the purifier, the boatman, and also the Master of the Garden. The Master of the Garden has come into this forest of thorns. You only have the one commander. Could Shankar be called the Yadavas' commander-in-chief? In fact, Shankar doesn't inspire destruction. The war begins when the time is right. It was said that missiles, etc., were created through the inspirations of Shankar. People sat and made up such stories. The old world definitely has to be destroyed. When a building grows old, it crumbles and collapses and people die. This old world too has to be destroyed. Everyone will be buried and die. Some will drown. Some will die of shock. Poisonous gas bombs will also kill many people. It is in the intellects of you children that destruction has to take place. We are now going across to the other side. This Iron Age has to end, and the establishment of that Golden Age has to start. There will then be no wars for half the cycle. The Father has now come to inspire you to make effort. This is your last chance. If you delay any longer, there may be sudden death. Death is standing just ahead. People die suddenly just while sitting somewhere. Stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance before you die. You children now have to return home. Therefore the Father says, children, remember your home. Your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. Through this you will return home. However, if you simply remember your home, your sins can't be absolved. It is by remembering the Father that your sins can be absolved and you will return home. Therefore continue to remember the Father. Keep your chart so that you can know what you have been doing throughout the whole day. Generally, one is able to remember everything one has done in life from the age of 5 or 6. It isn't that you have to write this all the time. You know that while you are sitting in the garden, you were remembering the Father. When there are no customers in your shop, you can sit down and remember the Father. You should be able to note this down inside you. If you want to write it all down, you must keep a diary with you. The main thing is, how can we become Sattva Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan? How can we become the masters of the pure world? How can we become pure from impure? The Father comes and gives this knowledge. Only the Father is the ocean of knowledge. You now say, Baba, I belong to you. I have always belonged to you. It is just that I forgot you and became body conscious. Now that you have told us everything, I am now once again becoming soul conscious. In the golden age, we were soul conscious. Each of us would shed our body and take our next one in great happiness. You children have to imbibe all of this so that you can become worthy of explaining to others. Then many will be benefited. Baba knows that you are becoming serviceable, number-wise, according to the drama and according to the efforts you make. Acha, even if you aren't able to explain the tree to anyone, it's easy for you to tell anyone. Consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father. This is absolutely easy. Only the Father says, remember me and your sins will be absolved. No human beings other than you Brahmins can say this. No one else knows what souls are or what the Supreme Soul is. If you tell someone just like that, the arrow can't strike the target. One has to know God's form. All of these souls are actors in the drama. Each soul acts through his body. Souls shed their bodies and take their next and continue to play their parts. Those actors change their costumes and play their different parts. You change your bodies. There, they wear a costume of a male or a female for a temporary period. Here, when a soul takes a male costume, he remains in a male body throughout that lifetime. Those dramas are limited, whereas this drama is unlimited. The first and foremost thing that the Father says is remember me. Do not even use the word yoga, because people learn many different types of yoga. All of those belong to the path of devotion. The Father says, now remember me and remember your home, and you will return home. Shiv Baba enters this one to give you teachings. By remembering the Father, you souls will become pure. Then you pure souls will fly home. The more remembrance you have and the more service you do, the higher the status you claim. Many obstacles come in having remembrance. If you do not become pure, you will have to experience punishment in the land of Dharamraj. Your honor is lost and your status is destroyed. At the end, you will have visions of everything. However, you won't be able to do anything at that time. You will have a vision of how many times you were told and how you still didn't have remembrance and that your sins still remain. Therefore, there has to be punishment for those. That won't be the time to study. You will have to repent for what you have done. You wasted time unnecessarily. Punishment has to be experienced. Nothing can be done at that time. If you fail, you fail. At that time, there is no question of studying again. In other studies, if someone fails, there is a chance to study again. But here, your study will have ended. in order that you don't have to repent at the end. The father advises you, children, study very well. Do not waste your time gossiping, otherwise there will be great repentance. Maya makes you perform many wrong actions. Even if you've never stolen anything, Maya will make you do that. You will then become aware that Maya deceived you. First, the thought enters the heart to pick something up. You have been given understanding as to whether something is right or wrong. If you pick something up, that is wrong. If you don't pick it up, that is right. So what are you going to do? It is good to remain pure. Do not become slack by being influenced by bad company. We are brothers and sisters. Therefore, why should we become trapped in someone's name and form? Do not become body conscious. However, Maya is very powerful. Maya brings thoughts and makes you do wrong things. The father says you mustn't do anything wrong. There is a battle, and you fall, and you then don't have any right understanding at all. We have to do everything right. Become sticks for the blind. This is the best duty of all. You have time to do everything for your livelihood. You also have to sleep at night. When souls become tired, they go to sleep. Even the bodies go to sleep. So you have time for your livelihood and for rest. Therefore, engage yourselves in doing my service for the rest of the time. Keep a chart of remembrance. You do write it, but then, as you move along, you fail. It's when you don't remember the Father and when you don't do service that everything you do is wrong. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bat Dada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Do not waste your time in gossiping. Be careful that Maya doesn't make you perform wrong actions. Do not become slack by being influenced by bad company. Do not become body conscious and become trapped in someone's name or form. 2. As well as remembering the home, also remember the Father. Keep a diary of your chart of remembrance. Note down what you did throughout the whole day and for how long you remembered the Father. Blessing. May you be truly loving and cooperative and constantly wear your armour of humility to burn the useless ravan. No matter how much someone tries to look for a weakness in your gathering, do not let the slightest conflict of sanskars or nature be visible. Even if someone swears at you or insults you, just become like a saint. Even if someone does something wrong, you just remain right. When someone is causing conflict, give him some water of love. Do not pour oil onto that fire with questions such as, why this? Why is it like that? Constantly wear the armor of humility. Where there is humility, there will definitely be love and cooperation. Slogan. Merge all limited feelings of the consciousness of mine into the one my Baba. Avyakt signal. Imbibe the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. Complete purity is the foundation of spiritual royalty. So ask yourself whether everyone experiences the intoxication and sparkle of spiritual royalty in your form and behavior. Look at yourself in the mirror of this knowledge and see whether spiritual royalty is visible on your face and in your behavior, or whether your activity and face are visible as ordinary. Om Shanti.